Good morning and welcome to Southern Branch Bluegrass and the SBB Radio Network. I want to welcome you to Let's Have Homecoming. This is program 14, and it always features Gaither Gospel Series recordings and events. And today is no different, of course. Today we're going to be highlighting a historical documentary featuring homecoming artists, and the name of it is Circuit Rider. Circuit Rider, a historical documentary featuring the homecoming artists, is a real-life account of the brave men and women who blazed the trail in the early days of America, sharing the gospel with people of every race and nationality living in small towns and settlements across the nation. Award-winning artists tell the stories of these saddlebag preachers and the hardships they endured, as well as the stories about revivals, baptism, sanctification, and suffering that set the stage for the church today. I certainly hope you enjoy Let's Have Homecoming, Program 14.
They were called evangelists, pulpiteers, itinerant ministers, sermonizers, missionaries, traveling friars, revivalists, circuit riders. They came from various socioeconomic backgrounds, religious denominations, and traditions. Their styles and techniques were varied and sometimes unusual or unorthodox. Some of them were women, some were slaves, some were very young, some were so close to death that they thanked God each day for another sunrise. They were survivors. Many of them battled Indians, roughnecks, disease, bad weather, treacherous terrain, the establishment, and adverse conditions. Some of them lost jobs, children, spouses, respect, income, social standing in the community, and even their own lives. Their stories are full of color. Their lives are fraught with adventure, disappointments, failures, and exhilaration. But they all had one thing in common: an insatiable desire to take the message of the life-changing, liberating power of Jesus Christ to the untamed wilderness of early America. Though they rode, often alone, from small town to small town, speaking to whoever would listen, the ripple effect of their potent oratories was far-reaching and cumulative, leading to great spiritual mile markers such as the camp meeting at Cane Ridge, Gasper River Church Revival, the creation of Praying Indian Towns, the Azusa Street Revival, and the First and Second Great Awakenings. To them, we owe a sizable debt for blazing the trail, for carrying the torch, and most of all, for listening to the flaming voice of the Holy Spirit and answering with an unexplainable, consuming fire, yes.
Rogue's Harbor, yeah, this is it, I think. Horse is tired and sweaty, and he sure could use a drink. I could use a nice warm bed, 'cause I've been on my knees, face down in the forest, where I couldn't see the trees. Well, I'm burning, burning up the gravel, I'm burning, burning up the road, I'm burning bush, it's got somewhere to go. This flame is growing hotter, I don't mind the load. God has set a holy fire and it's burning, burning in my soul. My circuit riding rallies are few and far between. I've been known to rumble when I'm feeling low and mean. Bless my loving mother who prayed that prayer for me. Filled me with conviction and it went straight. Something takes control of me and makes the grown men tremble, and it makes the women weep. So I'm burning, burning up the gravel. I'm burning, burning up the road. I'm burning like a burning bush that's got somewhere to go. This flame is growing hotter, but I don't mind the load. God has set a holy fire and it's burning.
Methodist preacher in those days, when he felt that God had called him to preach, instead of hunting up a college or biblical institute, hunted up a hardy pony of a horse and some traveling apparatus, and with his library always at hand, namely Bible, hymn book, and discipline, he started, and with a text that never wore out nor grew stale, he cried, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." In this way, he went through storms of wind, hail, snow, and rain, climbed hills and mountains, traversed valleys, plunged through swamps, swam swollen streams, lay out all night, wet, weary, and hungry, held his horse by the bridle all night, or tied him to a limb, slept with his saddle blanket for a bed, his saddle or saddlebags for his pillow, and his old big coat or blanket, if he had any, for a covering. Often he slept in dirty cabins on earthen floors before the fire, ate roastneers for bread, drank buttermilk for coffee, or sage tea for imperial, took with a hearty zest deer or bear meat or wild turkey for breakfast, dinner, and supper, if he could get it. His text was always ready, "Behold the Lamb of God." This was old-fashioned traveling preacher fare and fortune. Under such circumstances, who among us would now say, "Here I am, Lord, send me"?
If I never see you again, he said, "If you never see me, make sure you tell my friend that I was preaching Jesus saves until the bitter end." His voice was like the thunder, and we stayed there all night long. He baptized several thousand, and he taught us right from wrong. Just like a hurricane on fire for the Lord. He came through town at midnight with a Bible and a cross. He looked just like an outlaw.
87, and we all could feel the loss. He was always our St. Peter on the day of Pentecost. The last time that I saw him, he was riding round the bend. But the man was preaching Jesus saves until the bitter end. He came through town at midnight with a Bible in the cross. He looked just like an outlaw, but yes, he came for God. Take a ride, ride, ride. Come on, circuit rider, and let me take a ride, ride, ride. Let me ride, let me ride, let me ride, let me ride. Everybody get on board now and take a ride. I want to ride, let me ride.
That would be basically the title track of Circuit Rider, the vocal documentary by the Gaither Music Group. Russ Taff and William Lee Golden featured on that tune. Bill Carter prior to that. Guy Penrod was a contributor on the second track. And Gloria Gaither introduced the project for us. So you're listening to Let's Have Homecoming, and we're celebrating the project Circuit Rider. We'll continue on.
November 22nd. Came on my way from Roxiticus to Delaware. I was very much disordered with cold and pain in my head. About 6 at night, I lost my way in the wilderness and wandered over rocks and mountains, down hideous steps through swamps, most dreadful and dangerous places. And night being dark, so that a few stars could be seen, I was greatly exposed, most pinched with cold, distressed with an extreme pain in my head, attended with sickness at my stomach, so that every step I took was distressing to me. I had little hope for several hours altogether, but that I must lie out in these woods all night in this distressed state. But about 9 o'clock, I found a house through the abundant goodness of God and was kindly entertained. Thus I have been frequently exposed and sometimes lain out the whole night, but God has heretofore preserved me and blessed me in his name. Such fatigues and hardships as these serve to wean me from the earth and, I trust, will make heaven sweeter. Formerly, when I was exposed to cold and rain and was ready to please myself with the thought of enjoyment of a comfortable house, a warm fire, and other outward comforts, but now these things have less place in my heart. With the grace of God, my eye is more on God for comfort. In this world I expect tribulations, and it does not now as formerly appear strange to me. I do not in such seasons of difficulty flatter myself that it will be better hereafter, but rather think how much worse it might be, how much greater trials other of God's children have endured, and how much greater are yet preserved for me. Blessed be God, that he makes the thoughts of my journey's end and of my disillusion a great comfort to me. And under my sharpest trials, and scarce ever lets these thoughts be attended with terror or melancholy, but they are attended frequently with with great joy.
Distant sky. contradiction, wrote against his own appetite. Debt should surely be his food, yet I feel that something good is on its way. Sometimes we try to find the answer.
Somewhere between 1800 and 1801, in the upper part of Kentucky, at a memorable place called Cain Ridge, there was appointed a sacramental meeting by some of the Presbyterian ministers, at which meeting, seemingly unexpected by ministers or people, The mighty power of God was displayed in a very extraordinary manner. Many were moved to tears and bitter and loud crying for mercy. The meeting was protracted for weeks. Ministers of almost all denominations flocked in from far and near. The meeting was kept up by night and day. Thousands heard of the mighty work and came on foot, on horseback, in carriages and wagons. It was supposed that there were in attendance at times during the meeting from 12 to 25,000 people. Hundreds fell prostrate under the mighty power of God as men slain in battle. Stands were erected in the woods from which preachers of different churches proclaimed repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And it was supposed by eye and ear witnesses that between 1,000 and 2,000 souls were happily and powerfully converted to God during the meeting. It was not unusual for 1, 2, 3, and 4 to 7 preachers to be addressing the listening thousands at the same time from the different stands erected for the purpose. The heavenly fire spread in almost every direction. It was said by truthful witnesses that at times more than 1,000 persons broke out into loud shouting all at once, and that the shouts could be heard for miles around.
Bluegrass moon. That was Buddy Green contributing to the project with Bluegrass Moon. Johnny Minnick, also had a part to play reaccounting Peter Cartwright's account of Cane Ridge. The Isaacs also contributed, doing a song called The Raven. And Ron Johnstone had a contribution outlining the Reverend David Brainerd. Of course, we're listening to Let's Have Homecoming and a very special honoring of the circuit riders from years gone by. And this is on the Gaither Music Group label. And it's actually a documentary. And we're doing a tribute to this documentary this morning on Let's Have Homecoming. We'll continue on, and I appreciate you listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass and the SBB Radio Network.
Letter to Charles. Blessed be God who showed you the necessity you were in of a Savior to deliver you from the power of sin and Satan, and directed you by faith to lay hold of that stupendous mercy offered us by redeeming love. Jesus is the only physician of souls, His blood the only salve that can heal a wounded conscience. It is not in wealth or honor or sensual pleasure to relieve a spirit heavy laden and weary of the burden of sin. These things have power to increase our guilt by alienating our hearts from God, but none to make our peace with Him, to reconcile God to man and man to God, and to renew the union between the divine and human nature. No, there is none but Christ, none but Christ, who is sufficient for these things. But blessed be God, He is an all-sufficient Savior, and blessed be His holy name, that thou hast found Him a Savior to thee, my son. Oh, let us love Him much, for we have been much forgiven.
The gentle wind, let me feel your slightest whispered breath. If you are the smallest drop of rain, let me feel the moisture on my skin. If you are a silent, soothing voice, let me hear your every single word. If you walk down heaven's golden streets, let me sense your stirring in my heart. You are the lover of my heart, I am the dear, devoted child. You are the master of my mind, I am the captive, meek and mild. You are the light to guide my feet, I am the pilgrim on His way. You say the word and I'll be there. You are the model, I'm the clay. If I have to sell all that I own, if I have to give up all I have, if I have to open up my hands, if I have to wander the unknown, if I have to wait 10,000 years, if I have to suffer through the pain, all my joy will come from knowing You, the hand that wipes away these tears. You are the lover of my heart, I am the dear.
devoted child. You are the master of my mind. I am the captive, meek and mild. You are the light to guide my feet. I am the pilgrim on his way. You say the word and I'll be there. You are the model, I'm the clay.
Jasper, have you got any religion to give away? I was free to say that I ain't got as much as I want. For 45 years, I've been begging for more. And I asked for more in this trying hour. But bless God, I've got religion to give away. The Lord has filled my hands with the gospel, and I stand here to offer free salvation to any that would come. If in this big crowd, there is one lost sinner that have not felt the cleansing touch of my Savior's blood. I ask him to come today, and he shall never die.
In the blues, but I'll keep smiling till the day I die. 'Cause I have got a treasure, y'all, that money cannot buy. Well, a man named Jesus, he took care of everything. He's building me a mansion, see, that's fit for a king. And he gave joy some mind, mercy like a river, and it didn't cost a dime. The greatest things in life are free, the good will say. Pluto is starting when my Jesus came and took my sins away. Now it's mine. From bondage, and he showed love I don't deserve. And he paid my debt on Calvary's tree. He promised me a robe and crown. You can't take that from me. The greatest things in life are free. The good will say, you know it started when my Jesus came and took my sins away. Well, it's mine, all mine. You know it's mine, all mine. His love is free, it's all for me. It's mine, all mine. Yes, the greatest things in life are free. The good will say, you know it started when my Jesus came and took my sins away. Well, it's mine. Be mine, all mine. His love is free, it's all for me. It's mine, all mine. Yes, it's mine, all mine. Got to be mine, all mine. His love is free, it's all for me. It's mine, all mine. All mine. His love. It's all mine. grace is all mine. His mercy
is all mine.
His peace
is all mine.
Some of the contributors in the previous set was Linda Randall, Dr. James Lewis, Judy Martin, Charlotte Ritchie, Tanya Sykes, and Kay Cotton. Of course, we're listening to Let's Have Homecoming. This is program number 14, and it's dedicated to a Cather music group project called Circuit Rider. And we're still trying to preserve the memory of all the Circuit Riders that went around the country, and in some ways I've been thinking about now, circuit riders are basically been transitioned into a lot of travelers that still goes on even today. We'll continue on with Circuit Rider from the Gaither Music Group.
North of the village and over a hill lay a piece of woods in which I was in the almost daily habit of walking, more or less, when it was pleasant weather. It was now October, nonetheless. Instead of going to the office, I turned and bent my course toward the woods, feeling that I must be alone and away from all human ears and eyes so that I could pour out my heart and my prayer to God.
Faith trembling with fear.
quedemos en silencio. Expresémonos. Encamínate siempre hacia adelante y nunca retrocedas. La única cualidad que sé tener seguramente, concedida por la voluntad y gracias de Dios, es mi buena intención. Dios proveerá.
Contributors in this previous set was Reggie Smith, Joel Perales, Woody Wright and Joy Gardner, and Harry Powers. You're listening to Let's Have Homecoming, the Circuit Rider Project from the Gaither Music Group.
Baptized by thy death, we sink into the grave, till thou the quickening spirit breathe, and to the utmost save. Thou saidst, where I am, there shall my servant be. Master, the welcome word we claim, and die to live with thee.
light and great ghost time. So this is where I drop my oars. Can't say I've been this way before. And though I'm the jailer's son, my homeless days have just begun. Yeah. Then the old man lost his life in the sea of fate today. And I took all I had in me to pull myself away. How things can turn around when you do what you must do. You gotta kill the old man to make room for the new. You gotta kill the old man to make room for the new. I wonder if there's room for me in what they call land of the free. And now that things won't be the same, maybe I'll just change my name. Alright. The old man lost his life in the sea of faith today. And it took all I had. The old man to make room for the new. You gotta kill the old man to make room for the new. I must say this water's been too kind, so now I leave the man behind. Kill the old man to make room for the new. You gotta kill the old man to make room for the new. You gotta kill the old man to make room for the new. You gotta kill the old man to make room.
Christians chafe under the chastening hand of God. Satan causes them to ask why. This why reveals a lack of knowledge of our own guilt and unworthiness. If we were to look into the black depths of our hearts and see all the fleshly selfishness there, we would not wonder that God, through affliction, is trying to purge out the dross of our lives in the furnace of suffering. If we could see the end from the beginning, and God does, we would laugh through our tears.
I've been broken down, and I've been beaten up. I'm carrying this cross and drinking from your cup. I'm holding on. That burns away desire. I'm walking through refining fire. You're washing white the stains to bring me to your throne. You're drawing out my will to fill me with your own. Though it's not always easy, the mandates and the mire. I walk through your refining fire. Worth the price, so lead me through the flame. I'll make the sacrifice, and I will wrestle angels if that's what you require. I'll walk through your refining.
Michael Sykes contributing on that particularly nice tune, Refining Fire. Robert Benson was a contributor in that set, Benji Gaither, and Joe Hartwell. We have the final set coming up. It's featuring the Denson Quartet, Mark Lowry, and B.R. Lacken. Hope you've enjoyed today's program. Let's Have Homecoming, program number 14. And it's a celebration of the Circuit Rider Project on the Gaither Music label. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's the Denson Quartet.
All who will come and go with me, I am on my journey home. I'm bound for Canaan land to see. I am on my journey home. Oh, come and go with me. Oh, come and go with me. Oh, come and go with me. I'm on my
There's a place for pain in the care of the soul. To die is gain, so to live is the whole. And if perspectives change, it's sometimes for the best. A chance to rearrange, to put faith to the test. I have walked a thousand miles against the grain. I have seen the sun go down, only to rise again. In the story of my life, there's a scheme between the lines. The greatest things are born against the grain,
against the grain, against the grain.
At first there was a choice, or the hard way to go.
Then there was a voice,
then there was a voice,
saying yes,
saying yes,
saying yes,
saying no,
saying no.
This heart became strong. What grew out of the rough was the will to go on.
sun go down, only to rise again. In the story of my life, there's a scheme between the lines. The greatest things are born against the grain, against the grain.
Preaching when I was 18 years of age, 55 years ago, riding a mule with a pair of saddlebags under me over the mountains. I got my old saddlebags with me. I'm holding revival now down in Tampa, Florida. Preached last night and flew up here this morning, 2 o'clock. We'll leave in the morning, fly back. Preach tomorrow night. I have my old saddlebags with me. One of my old neighbors. I hadn't had them for 40 years. One of my old neighbors found them and brought them to me not long ago. I rode across the mountains on a mule and pastored a little church at $7 a month. Coal oil lights, pot-bellied stove.